Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
The Immigrant Council of Ireland is calling on the Department of Justice to prioritise family reunification applications from Afghan nationals following the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan and the chaotic and terrifying scenes at Kabul airport today. For more on this, I'm joined by Catherine Cosgrave, who's Managing Solicitor with the Immigrant Council of Ireland. Catherine, you're very welcome to Drive Time. Thanks a million for joining us. The cases that you're referring to, are they people from Afghanistan who have already been granted refugee status here?
Would be adults who have been granted status, and in some cases they are unaccompanied children who are seeking to be reunified with their parents and their parents' children.
So give me that again, because we missed the very start of it. They're adults who have been granted status, is that it?
Yes, some are adults and then some are children. Okay. So some of them are unaccompanied minors in the care of TUSLA.
Okay, so in that case then, their family are entitled, are they under law to join them?
They are indeed, yeah. So once a person is granted protection status in Ireland, then family members, in the case of adults, that would be their wife or husband and their minor children. In the case of children, it would be their parents and their parents' minor children also.
The line is playing up a bit, but we'll continue and see how we go. I believe you have had some frantic queries from clients since the weekend, and I can only guess how they have gone, those conversations, given what we're witnessing in Afghanistan.
Yes, so it's quite standard for family reunification applications to take, you know, up to 12 months to be processed. But in some cases, they're outstanding quite a long time at this stage. Particularly, there was an impact on processing times because of COVID and remote working affecting department staff. But we have clients now who are waiting 2 years for decisions in some cases, and they're really very frantic and upset. In other cases, it could be that their identity documents are here in Ireland for the family members as part of the application procedure, but they're now very concerned about their family members back in the country of origin being without those identity documents as they try to move safely to a region that might be safer for them and what have you. So it's just these very practical concerns and very anxious times for people who are separated from family members who in time will be usually coming here. You know, and it's just to try and prioritise those cases and for them to be afforded the urgency that they merit at this stage.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're not talking about a huge amount of cases. How many did you say are on your books in terms of family reunification from Afghanistan?
Well, within our own law centre, there would be about 12 cases. 8 of those relate to minor unaccompanied children or who may have just recently aged out. So it's small numbers within our own law centre. That would be mirrored in other law centres like the Irish Refugee Council. And my understanding is that there's possibly about 70 to 80 cases pending before the Department of Justice. I wouldn't have exact figures.
Yeah,
but within our own service, it is in the region of about 12 cases for Afghan nationals.
So all in anyway, Catherine, they're not a huge, it's not a huge amount of applications to process if it were the case that they were to be prioritised, given what we're witnessing in Afghanistan and Kabul. But I'm just looking at the wires here, and we're told that troops are working on the ground in Kabul after the chaos we saw at the airport there to try and get flights restarted again. So even if they were prioritise these cases, surely it would be very difficult to get those people out of the country.
It may well be, and that will be the next hurdle. But obviously, whenever you're dealing with family reunification, the preferred option is the safe legal passage, as we would call it, and that the first step in that process is for formal approval to be issued to people so that thereafter they can, you know, either be supported through international organisations that deal with travel assistance or indeed our own Department of Foreign Affairs, who may be arranging, you know, evacuations safely for our own nationals who are there, or members of other humanitarian organisations. There's a need for the international community to collaborate with each other to try and ensure then the safe exit of family members, so that they can join. But very, you know, the first step in the process is where there is an entitlement to be reunified, that those applications would be processed to a conclusion, and that then matters can be moved along more swiftly, rather than people having to take dire action, you know, to cross a border without documents, for example, and what have you. So really our immediate ask is for these applications to be prioritised and brought to a conclusion, and thereafter the logistics can be worked on by the family members themselves.
Would you agree, Catherine, that the Irish government and the public service, the various departments, Justice and Foreign Affairs, they seem to be amenable to what you're saying, because the Minister for Foreign Affairs, the Department of Foreign Affairs, announced today that they'd agreed to waive visas for 45 citizens escaping Afghanistan. And some of those people, I believe, are already in Pakistan. So they are moving in that direction, are they not?
They are, and that's a very, very welcome move. I mean, it was extremely heartening to see Minister Coveney's statement and the, you know, degree to which they are being proactive. There hasn't yet been a formal statement, to my knowledge, made by the Department of Justice, and hence our call that, you know, these will be given priority. I mean, it's very difficult, obviously, for any individual to be offered a solid assurance about certain things, particularly regarding, as you mentioned, their, you know, leaving the country safely. But to the extent that it is possible, like, we are really hoping that that kind of swift, urgent action will be mirrored within the department. There have been significant delays to date in dealing with them, which hasn't been acceptable from anyone's point of view. And as I say, it would be a huge relief to many of our service users if they felt that at least there was traction now and that the cases were being afforded the attention.
And finally, then, when they finally get here from the desperate situation they are in, Catherine, where are they accommodated? Is there housing for them, or do they go into the direct provision system?
No, they don't go into direct provision, because in these cases where family members are already have refugee status in Ireland and have a legal entitlement to be applying for their family members, they're often already living within the private community, or, you know, and you know, and are members of our community. So they will immediately be reunified with their family members and live in the accommodation that they already have available to them. In some cases, particularly if it concerns an applicant who is a young person in care or indeed in aftercare, there can be a need for accommodation to be sourced and provided that is suitable to their needs. But we do already have a system in place for that in terms of relocation and resettlement, where family members can be accommodated in what are called emergency reception centres. One would prefer, obviously, that accommodation was available, but other organisations like the Refugee Council, like NASC, are working in partnership with people in the community to provide accommodation to people. So, as I say, within our own service, it's very small numbers. So this can be managed. The priority is really just to make sure these applications are granted quickly, and then the arrangements can flow from there.
OK, we'll keep an eye on it. Catherine Cosgrave, Managing Solicitor with the Immigrant Council of Ireland. Thank you very much.